Have you ever heard the phrase, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes? It's a phrase that is commonly attributed to Mark Twain, although there is no concrete evidence that he actually said or wrote those words. Nonetheless, it's a great characterization of something that happens today looking very reminiscent of something that happened in the past. 2 months into 2024, the Magnificent Seven continue to dominate the S&P 500 index, already up more than 10% as a group. This remarkable performance reignited conversations about the possibility of a new tech bubble. Just 3 weeks ago, Meta announced stellar quarterly results, which drove its valuation to an unprecedented increase of $197 billion in a single day, driving the stock to an all-time high. Similarly, Nvidia continues to beat expectations, which were already set at seemingly insurmountable level to begin with. We have to acknowledge that the corporate results have been exceptional. But to address the comparison between today and 20 years ago, this era is quite different from the tech bubble of 2000. Unlike then, when stocks soared based on mere hopes and dreams with a name that ended in .com, the current tech rally is rooted in what has driven stock market gains for the last 100 years. That is, profits. This shift prompts us to wonder, how much of the price appreciation is market euphoria, or are the gains of these mega cap giants both justified and sustainable? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of February 19th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. There is a distinction that must be made between the AI bandwagon and the Magnificent Seven. Again, for those that may be unfamiliar, the Magnificent Seven are Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Although there is question whether Tesla should be included anymore. Nonetheless, AI has taken over like a craze. Searches for the term AI in Google worldwide is at an all-time high. It is the latest corporate buzzword, and it may be leading to euphoria-like tendencies by investors. Despite their lofty valuations, the surge in the stock price of the Magnificent Seven has been largely justified by a corresponding surge in profits. The price-to-earnings multiple of the group isn't far off from their level of 2020, when this upward price momentum began. Looking deeper into the fundamentals, such as profit margin, sales growth, and leverage, the Magnificent Seven outshine the broader market. With a net profit margin of 23% and an annualized sales growth rate of 14% as of February 2024, compared to the market's 9 and 3, it's significantly better. Nonetheless, this robust performance should not lead investors to blindly increase their exposure to these stocks. The dominance of the Magnificent Seven carries the risk of leading to an under-diversified portfolio. They are undoubtedly quality companies, and while it might be premature to label the rise as a bubble, acquiring these stocks does come at a premium. The market average on a price-to-sales basis is 2.7 times. But for giants like Google, Apple, Meta, and Tesla, that figure jumps to 6 times. Microsoft and Nvidia command even higher premiums. Acknowledging the market's reward for their exceptional growth is essential, yet the question of long-term sustainability remains. It's hard to completely separate the Magnificent Seven with the AI boom, but this mania in AI investments has provoked something that may hurt some of the stocks in the short run, a strategic shift towards proprietary GPU infrastructures. Companies won't favor being dependent on others for their AI structures forever. These developments signal increased competition and necessitate significant capital investment, potentially impacting profits for both buyers and sellers of chips down the road. The capacity of these tech giants to maintain their growth momentum is something to look out for, because the expectations aren't just in the category of excellent, they're somewhat miraculous. Now, to be true and fair, they have already had miraculous results as we've seen over the last year or so, but it remains to be seen how much more they have left in store. Some market observers predict a crash for the Magnificent Seven, and to me, that is possibly more out of schadenfreude than any objective analysis. That's, you know, it's the sour grapes because they missed the run. These seven stocks have defied strategists and managers for years, outperforming and beating every consensus. Perhaps there's an element of humility and emotion undoubtedly in play here. I myself have questioned their longevity and valuation, only to continue to be surprised. As we try to make sense of this mania, we keep our heads cool and reiterate our mantra. Any strategy should not be all in or all out, but rather scale in and scale out. If you've enjoyed magnificent profits, maybe this is a good time to evaluate your total exposure. Thanks for listening. This has been Philip Peterson. You've been listening to Living Market Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.